money, your taxes, your truck, and your road to success in the trucking industry. This is Trucking Business and Beyond, the show that puts the money where it belongs, back in your pocket.
Good morning, you beautiful bunch of fuckers, and welcome to my world. I'm your host, Kevin Rutherford. It is Wednesday, January 17th. I think we're here live. It looks like everything's working. I'm a little shocked that it's working, but I think it is. So pick up the phone and join me. It is Destination Health Today, all day. It is a health free for all. I don't have a lot this morning. I have a couple things I could talk about. The number to join us, we're still on the same number. What is this, like 8 days in a row now? 319-527-6791 is the number to join us. You can hit the call now button on your app. That will get you in here as well. I'm just going to sit here and wait for your calls to come in. I do have some things I can talk about while you're jumping in here to join. The weather is obviously a big part of the news all around the country, and we've been getting hammered since last Friday. Last Friday, things got really, really cold here. We got a bunch of snow. We had crazy winds. And I was trying to deal with the house, the coach, and the homestead. So I've been a little busy running back and forth and keeping things from freezing. I haven't been completely successful. The water out at the homestead did freeze. I do have a burst pipe in the pump room as well. I got to deal with that probably today, later today. It's starting to warm up a little bit, but what happened now, overnight, we have been going back and forth from snow to sleet to freezing rain, and it just keeps cycling. It looks like right now it might either be sleet or freezing rain. It's kind of a mess here. We lost power over the weekend and up until just a day or so. We've had power all day yesterday and today, but our internet went out last night and has not come back on at all. There is no local internet here. Fortunately, we've got two Starlink accounts up and running. I had to get up early this morning. I got the first one running in the coach because that one had already been set up, and I just had to get the satellite set out. I got that one up and running. And then we have the new Starlink equipment that I'll be setting up here at the house. And I decided to try to get that set up, and I did, and we're live, I think. Aaron says we sound good on the app. I don't have any calls yet, so I'm wondering if anybody's hearing me. Jump in and join me, 319-527-6791. So I set up the home Starlink account, and I got to tell you, every time I deal with Starlink, I am just more and more impressed. Everything is really simple. Like, I was setting up a brand new account. As of this morning, all the equipment was still in boxes, and I thought, I might as well try. If I can't get it set up, I've got the coach set up and ready to go. So I started working on it. It is just the easiest setup I have ever seen for any internet account. You go online, you order, the equipment shows up, you plug everything in, and it just works. You really don't have to do anything else. Now, this was even a little more complicated of a setup because I'm going to be using on this in the house what they call mesh nodes. It's extenders, routers to get the signal out through the house. I didn't quite have time to get that last step finalized, but I'm online with the new account. Seems to be working, so I'm pretty impressed with the whole Starlink thing. I saw an article yesterday that sometime this year, they will be rolling out a new satellite dish. I guess we should probably just call it a satellite receiver because these things really aren't dishes anymore. They're going to put out a new satellite receiver, and they said it's small enough to carry in a backpack. So you could just be completely portable. I'm assuming that if it's going to be portable like that and I can carry it in a backpack, it's probably going to be battery powered as well. I'm not sure what good it would do to, I guess it'd still be nice to have one that small. If I were traveling, it would be nice. So, but it's very possible that one's going to be battery powered. I didn't see a lot of details, but I am very, very impressed with every aspect of Starlink so far. Service has remained good. Actually, the service gets better. They're constantly putting up satellites, and I have not found where the network gets overloaded at all. My speeds stay really consistent. Quality of the service seems to be good. The dish is heated, so right now it's got like freezing rain coming down on the dish, but it's staying clear. So it looks like we actually pulled this off. I think I haven't tried a call yet. We'll try a call if that works. Looks like we'll be on the air today. So let's give that a shot and see what happens. Let's see if we actually do get a call here and we can talk to him. Tom in Montana, are you there? Oh boy, maybe the I think I.
Kevin,
are you there?
Kevin, I was just teasing you a little bit.
All right, that's not funny, by the way.
I don't know, it's a little bit funny. I wanted. I heard on the news this morning colon cancer and the uptick, and the doctors aren't sure why. I was wondering what your theory was. I'm thinking gut. I'm going back to the gut with everything, I think.
No. It's the elephant in the room.
Which is?
It's the COVID shot.
Oh, jeez. Didn't even think about that.
So there's a couple things going on. We now know that it's our immune system that keeps us from getting cancer. Even if we're exposed to all these cancer-causing agents, and we should not get cancer that grows. Our immune system should see it, should stop it, just like it does any other disease. And for healthy people, that is the case. If you have a good, strong immune system, we are constantly all getting malignant cells that could be cancerous. That's just a natural part of what happens in our body. Our immune system finds them and eliminates them, and then we never get a full-blown case of cancer that causes problems. So just in our modern world, we know that people's immune systems are more compromised than they've ever been, so cancer just keeps happening. I mean, how much money has been spent in my lifetime, your lifetime, on cancer research? They've been spending millions or billions of dollars for decades, and we get nowhere. Cancer isn't better. Cancer is worse than it's ever been, even before the COVID shot. Different types of cancer, more and more people getting it, younger people getting it. Cancer has been a problem. One is we are exposed to many, many more cancer-causing agents now. All the chemicals, microplastics, that's part of it. Our immune system being compromised is a bigger part of it. And I am completely convinced that one of the worst things the COVID vaccine does is compromise your immune system, really compromise it. We're seeing people get sick way more often. We're seeing autoimmune conditions go through the roof, and we're seeing what they're calling now turbo cancers. Not only are we seeing more cancer, But there's a pattern now that somebody who has never had a cancer diagnosis at all, the first diagnosis is stage 3 or 4. And that's unusual. That is not a normal pattern, but that's happening, and they're referring to these as turbo cancers now.
Right. I've heard that term. And colon cancer, though, that's not that's not like prostate cancer, you know. Colon cancer, that's deadly quick, too.
Well, no doubt. Colon cancer is bad. Pancreatic cancer is one of the worst. That's what killed Steve Jobs, was pancreatic cancer. All cells, there's lots of different forms of cancer depending on the organ, but it's all malignant cells. But I think the key here is we now know that cancer isn't just some random thing that happens because you're exposed to a cancerous agent. If you have a good, strong immune system, that doesn't seem to happen. It doesn't develop into cancer. Now we have people, like I said, out of the blue, their first diagnosis, they're already 3 or 4.
Yeah, and, I didn't even think about the darn shot. That's crazy. And so I'm on day, 17 now, strict carnivore and eggs and water. Nothing else.
How are you feeling?
And, well, you know what? I'm still really, really sore, and I'm trying to – my brother thinks it might be all the omega-6s I'm getting from the Walmart meat. What are your thoughts on that?
It's possible. I'm still a little up in the air on how important the quality of the meat is, especially if we're eating pure carnivore. On one hand – if you're eating pure carnivore, then you're eating more of that meat, but you're not eating anything else that should cause a problem.
Right.
No, I just did the extended, strict carnivore. The problem for me towards the end was I was eating out more in restaurants every night. I was not eating pastured, high-quality meats. I was just regular grocery store stuff, and I did start to get sore. I started to get some muscle pain. When I got home, then I kind of fall off the diet a little bit, not really, you know, not cheating on anything bad, but not pure carnivore anymore. You know, then we moved through the holidays. So I was experiencing some joint pain. Right now, I'm kind of sore all over because the last 4 days with the storm, I've been doing a ton of physical labor, moving wood, shoveling, dealing with ice, plowing the driveway over and over, two houses and a coach. I've just been running a lot, and I'm kind of sore and tired. I'm up in the air on the quality of the meat thing. Here's what I would absolutely tell somebody. If all you can afford is Walmart meat, still go carnivore. Because we're still eliminating a lot of other problems. Will you be as healthy as you could be? Probably not, but I don't know to what extent.
Right. I think, you know, because they do have at some of the Walmarts, they do have the grass fed. It's, I don't think it's finished, but they have the buffalo and stuff. And so, and it's really funny because I have, well, I say I'm pure carnivore, but I have my bulletproof coffee in the morning. But that bulletproof coffee will get me till 6 or 7 o'clock at night without having to eat, which is really funny. So since I'm eating a lot less, I think I can maybe splurge now and get the buffalo or the better meat as opposed to just the pork and whatnot. And then when you were talking about the weather, so I'm up in Montana, is -36, and that's without the wind chill, you know. So, of course, I don't set my parking brakes, go make my delivery. I got my tire fixed in Missouri last week, but they must have did something wrong because it's still leaking really slow. So when I went to get air, I popped both my brakes, not really thinking about it because it was already, but it was so damn cold, and I left there, but it was empty, and I didn't realize I was dragging my brakes locked up on one of my axles on the passenger side, and I didn't see the tire because I never did make a right turn. I tell you what, 4 miles dragging tires, that'll change the that'll change that tire a little bit.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's.
Oh my God.
This is interesting.
That was my screw up for the year.
Yeah.
Minus 37 is a different animal. That's a complete different animal. Than I mean, I can do minus 10 pretty easy. And actually, I just do the Wim Hof. Like, if I know I have to get out and fuel, I'll leave my T-shirt on, just do the Wim Hof about a minute and a half, 2 minutes before I have to get out, and then I'll do it while I'm fueling, and I'm cool. Minus 10. Minus 37, it doesn't work.
those kind of crazy temperatures make us kind of feel like wimps here because we're complaining about single digit. We're still above zero. But here's the difference. I've lived all over the country. I grew up in the snow belt between Cleveland and Buffalo, so I know what lots of snow is like. I remember early 90s. I'm thinking maybe it was 92 because I think I moved to Florida in 93. And I moved to Florida because of this winter. It was the final winter. I had enough in Ohio. We went, if I remember right, it was 32 days without getting above zero. Not without getting above freezing, not getting above zero for 32 days. And the worst night I remember with the wind chill, I think we might have set a record of like 60-something below with the wind chill. It was a crazy winter. So I know bad winters. I know really cold weather. I've experienced it. That's why I moved to Florida right after that winter. I had had enough. I have to say that the winter out here getting down into single digits was every bit as bad as it was being minus 40 or 50 in Ohio. We don't build for those kind of temperatures out here. We don't have heating systems for those kind of temperatures. We use heat pumps. Heat pumps stopped working in the 20s at some point. They just don't put out any heat when the outside temperature is about 20 degrees. They just don't work. Down in the single digits, forget it. There, you don't feel any warmth coming out of those vents at all. It's just blowing cold air. We don't insulate well because we don't need to. We've got a nice mild climate here. So, and our plumbing isn't insulated as well. I was staying on top of the plumbing out at the homestead, and I got a burst pipe in the pump house. So, and then the other crazy thing here in the gorge, we had single-digit temperatures and 80-degree wind gusts.
Yeah, that's obnoxious. I lived in Portland for quite some time, and you just don't see that. I mean, in the gorge you do. But you don't see those temperatures. My buddy is a roofer, and he sent me pictures. You know, people are calling him because the tree fell into their house, and so they want him to take care of it. You know, like zip it up. And he's like, well, first he's already got to get the tree out of the house. You know, I can't even put a tarp on it. You know, and he's getting a lot of those calls. So that's insane.
Yeah, out here, that's been a big problem in the Portland area. We've had, I don't know, four or five people killed already with trees coming down.
Wow, that's too bad. That's really a shame. All right, well, I'll keep you updated on the shitty meat and the soreness. But just for maybe I'll be the test subject on the omega-3 and omega-6 thing. Now, from what I can ascertain, though, there's no – you can't override the omega-6s with more omega-3s. Is that not right?
Seems to be the case. We've had, I've tried when somebody's overloaded with omega-6, we've tried to counteract it with more 3. Supplements, which, boy, you better make sure it's a good quality omega-3 supplement. Most of them are garbage. More seafood is the best way to get your omega-3, but we've never really been able to overcome that imbalance with a lot more omega-3. We really do have to cut back on the omega-6.
Gotcha. Well, gotcha. All right. Well, thank you, my friend. Stay warm.
All right. Thanks for the call. Let's get some weird feedback here. All right.
Hello? Hello? I don't. Okay. Morning, Kevin. This is Mike with the Big House. I can't seem to hear me.
Hey, Mike. Hang in there.
Yes.
In there a minute. This is Lisa. Hang in there a minute. I know Kevin's working on it, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Hold on.
The lady got on and said, hold on there a minute. He's having technical issues again.
Hello? Says I'm unmuted. Anyone hear me?
Kevin? Kevin?
All right. Yes, I'm here now on the phone, Lisa. Are you hearing me?
Yep, I'm going to bring in Jeff in Indiana.
All right. Jeff, are you hearing me now?
Yeah, I got you now. You got me?
I do. Are you hearing any kind of feedback or echo?
No, I'm not. I'm on my AirPods and you sound good.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead. We had to kind of MacGyver that, but I think Lisa pulled it off.
No problem, no problem. You said you didn't have any callers, so I thought I'd call in. And so I've been going at this protocol here for a little over about 40 months now, 3 years or so. The last couple months, I've been gaining weight. Nothing's changed. Eating habits haven't changed. Still doing cold showers and a plank in the morning. I do the X3. I'm breathing. And it just seems that I've been gaining weight. I don't know why.
Has anything changed in your diet whatsoever?
No. Still just, I'm probably 98% carnivore. The only thing that's not is I eat mixed nuts, but I've been doing that since the beginning. Now, I've been using the X3. I've gone up on all the bands. I don't know. I don't feel any different. I don't look any different. I don't, it's not that you could say I gained like 8 pounds, but I know if I've bulked up with the muscle that could do that, but this seems too much for me, and I don't know why it's doing that.
So you're saying it's less than 10 pounds right now?
Yeah, they're about.
And you are working out. We would expect a little bit of weight gain with the muscle. I don't know that I would get too worried about this yet. You're still feeling good. If some of this is muscle gain, if this got to, say, 15 pounds in the next 30 days, then I'd be concerned. I'm not sure that this is even anything to worry about or to try to fix right now. I would wait and see what happens. If the weight gain keeps coming, I will just tell you that in my experience, it's always been stress, and we can't always fix it. And, and I'm still working on it. You know, the stress protocol absolutely helps. You've got to find that balance 3 to 4 times a week. If you're doing 4 and we're not getting the results we want, you might actually want to back off to 3. If you're doing 3, we're not getting the results, you might want to add that 4th day. You're just going to have to experiment with the stress protocol if this continues, if you continue to see gain. Right now, I'm not all that concerned about it.
Okay, I think it's more of a mental thing. We've talked before, and I was a wrestler, and I wanted to get under and stay under 150, and now I'm over to that third block on the scale, and now I'm over 150, and I was down at 145 for 2.5 years, and then all of a sudden, it just kind of crept up and crept up and crept up for a little bit, and now life changes. Things have gone, happened. I know if it's a mental, I can do the physical part. It's the mental thing that, you know, oh yeah, well just calm down. Well, you calm down. I can't calm down.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm afraid if I stop the cold showers, then it'll take me forever to get back into it.
Yeah, I wouldn't stop the cold showers. It's almost impossible to overdo the cold shower thing. You could,
right.
I guess, but I wouldn't worry too much about that. It is easier to overdo the X3 or the heat. If you're doing a lot of heat, I might back off on that, maybe back off on the X3. Although I'm not sure I would make any real changes yet, because I'm not sure that there's a problem here.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just waiting for that week or day to get back on and go, oh, something changed because now it's all gone. You know, it just,
right.
I'm back to where I was. I don't know what made it do that, so I can't stop it to make it go away.
Right.
But it may stop and go away without me knowing or doing anything.
I think I would just wait on this one. Maybe tweak a little bit here and there, but I wouldn't make any major changes right now.
All right. Well, it's our first day in a week of, in double digits, let alone above 0.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were minus minus 10 Sunday morning.
That's cold. There's no doubt.
With wind.
It is.
With the wind, yeah, but... So, all right. So, yeah, I got a lot of, last year we bought a new house and moved after 30 years. I got a daughter getting married. Wife wants to put new carpet in the house. And so we got to pick out colors and, you know, she wants to paint. And, I mean, it's work and it's just, yeah, I'm hoping it's just a mental kind of stress thing that I can make go away someday.
Got
or
it.
Just
hey,
won't go away.
Are you still hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I'm making some changes over here because I was getting an echo on my line. Yours sound fine. I was getting an echo, so I think I might have it figured out and have that fixed. All right. I am going to cut you loose. I would just keep doing what you're doing and stay in touch.
I'll check back with
you. Sounds good. Talk to you soon. All right, I'm going to keep going because phone lines are working. I know I've got a little bit of an echo on my line. I may just have figured it out. Let's go to Georgia. Mike, welcome to the program.
Morning, Kevin. This is Mike with the Big House.
Hey there.
Hey, so when I'm on days off, I enjoy having a refreshment. I already know how you feel about the refreshments, but I enjoy sitting in my spa. You know, and I've heard you talk about putting lotion on our big all over our body, how that's bad. So you got me wondering, how bad is it having the chlorine all over our body in 100-degree water?
I'm not a fan of a ton of exposure to chlorine. I in my hot tub, I used a salt system. So it still produces chlorine. but it produces its own free form chlorine. The salt, there's a system in there that converts the salt water into chlorine. You don't smell it. It's very mild. You don't feel the effects of chlorine on your skin. And then I use copper as a secondary disinfectant, and the water stays absolutely crystal clear. You never have any issues, and I think that's probably the least problematic as far as chemical exposure. Otherwise, I would somewhat limit my exposure to a lot of chlorine like that.
Okay, so possibly like keeping the parts per million pretty low?
As low as possible, you know, without messing up your water. And if you can, I mean, if it's possible, look into a saltwater system.
Okay. And so what did you have, an anode on the copper? Was that how that worked?
Yeah, there's a set of plates that are underwater, and they're copper plates. And it's a whole system, and then you get your water to a certain salt level. You test it to get to the right level of salt. And it's not nearly as salty as seawater would be. It's salty. You can taste it. It's really, really nice, soft water with the salt. And then the copper plates interact like a catalyst with the salt and convert it to a free form of chlorine.
Okay. Okay.
And that form of chlorine seems a lot more mild than adding straight chlorine into the water. Like I said, you don't smell chlorine. I don't feel the effects of it on my skin. It just seems to be a really good system. And then, like I said, I added a copper water treatment. Again, it's incredible how little copper you use, like a couple drops. Sometimes in the hot tub is all you need to get it up to the right level. And with the salt water system and the copper, my hot tub was just spotless, almost no maintenance, and the water feels really nice and soft.
And so to get it salt, you just added I guess I'd have to do a Google on that. You just add salt to it, or is there a special salt for it?
There is special salt in it. I would recommend this. I think it's called Solar Salt. You would get it from the hot tub store, or you can get it online at Hot Tub Supplies. It's salt specifically made for these systems.
Okay. Because the bad thing I have with that thing is we're gone for a couple weeks, so it's not being treated at all, and I have a shock to it, so I kind of hit it hard with chlorine and then sit in it the next day when it's mellowed out. But
The beauty of the salt and copper is I could let that thing go for 2 months and I would never have a problem.
Oh, nice. Okay. I like that. Nice.
Yeah, I had almost zero maintenance. I mean, all I had to do was the salt level stays perfect. The only way you end up needing to change your salt level once you get it right is if for some reason you left your hot tub open and it rained and overflowed and diluted. Other than that, the salt level never changes. So once you get your salt level right, you don't have to mess with that. The copper requires such small amounts and it lasts so long that really almost all the maintenance went away on my hot tub. I mean, all I have to do really is change the filter.
That'd be nice. That would be nice. Okay. Well, do you see side effects to our body sitting in chlorine?
I do. I mean, chlorine is a basically like an antibiotic. We use chlorine to kill all the bacteria in the water. That's the purpose of it. Well, I have to believe it's also killing the bacteria on our skin, and we don't want that. We don't want to mess with our microbiome that's on our skin, and a lot of chlorine will. Probably any disinfectant in the hot tub. I don't know that the free form of chlorine is any better as far as the microbiome. It is more mild, so I think maybe it's a little better. But I also think that any time we're in these pools that have disinfectants in them, it's going to affect the bacteria on our skin.
Okay. I appreciate that. You got me started in a new direction. Thank you.
You're welcome. Like I say, I think it's at least better. I can't tell you for sure that the benefits of the hot tub are worth the exposure to the chemicals. I don't know if it is or not. The other option is just hot baths, so we're not putting chemicals in the water. I don't know, and I can't find a lot of research on that topic. All right, I still think I'm echoing. It's probably really annoying for the people listening, and I don't believe – hold on one second. I have one more idea. Let me try this. All right. Aaron, are we still getting an echo on the app? I know I'm going to have to wait about 30 seconds to find out, but I'm going to check to see if this – what I just tried helped. If we still have the echo, I'm just going to wrap this up for the today. If I've okay. Now Lisa's telling me. Oh, no, I did figure it out. People were calling and sending us messages that the echo was horrible, but I think I've got it fixed. Oh, the echo's worse now. Well, that's bad. All right. I think I'm going to wrap this up then. There's too much going on with this system to try to figure out what the problem might be. All right. I thought we could pull off a show today under these conditions, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen. So we're going to wrap this up. I'm going to go deal with the weather and everything else going on, and hopefully we will be back here tomorrow. We'll see you then. Be safe. Be profitable, be fit and healthy. Always do the hard work and master the journey.